Everybody knows that the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right. So drink up your time, take a pill for the pain. Come out of the dark and in from the rain. I wanna see your face in the glow of the firelight. The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. It's a little complex, but other times it's easy as baking a pie, falling off a log and live until you die. What would even be the point if we knew what comes next? The water's warm, and no one ever told you life was long. And believed it, you've always known the sun.
Hello and welcome back. My name is Anne, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everybody is doing well today. Hopefully I'll play some bangers and tell a few fun stories. But first up is going to be Misnomer by The Brook and the Bluff.
Standing on your front porch and we decide maybe I should listen more. Baby, don't lock the front door. I have lived cloudy since 24 and you have been all around the world I know. Who'd you think I adore? You got this hold on me. Get a hold of yourself. Spend
stare at stars and hope dreams come true. You're probably not aware that I'm even here. Well, you might not know I exist, but I don't even care. Sweet talk, everything you say, it sounds like a sweet talk to my ears. You could yell, piss off, won't you stay away? It's still me, sweet talk to my ears.
Oh, when you laugh, I forget. But I don't even care.
Sweet talk, everything you say, it sounds like a sweet talk to my ears. You could yell, piss off, won't you stay away? It's still me, sweet talk to my ears.
So I'm going to take a pause in the music for a moment to say my hourly PSA and then talk a little bit about something that I'm really excited about. So today's PSA is going to be ladder safety. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. The other thing that I wanted to talk about today is that I have been binge listening to a podcast called Bingetopia, and it is one of my favorite podcasts ever. It's these two women who live in LA and talk about their lives and talk about social issues, and it's a very interesting and intriguing and thought-provoking podcast, and I have literally been listening to all of the episodes, and I love it very much, and so I just wanted to shout them out because, yeah, I really like that podcast, and I get a lot of, I don't know, they say things that I feel and know in a very concise way, and they also teach me a lot of stuff, and so I just wanted to shout them out so that maybe you can give them a listen in your free time, because I think that is very, it's very fun to listen to. Up next, I'm going to play some, I'm trying to think, I think I want to play a song that I just discovered the other day. It's called Desert Song, and it is just a beautiful piece of music. So let's give it a listen.
I bet when you see the ocean, you're drawn to the strength inside the waves. But if you get caught with it, I bet when you reach the ocean, can't wait to sink your toes into the sand. Instead, you will sink into the ocean and watch your heart float slowly.
That is just one of those songs that I heard and immediately fell in love with. It is so beautiful, and I think that, like, there will not be a time in my day that I won't enjoy listening to it. I'm not really sure what I'm gonna play next. I feel like, so I have a playlist that I made for this show today, but I'm not feeling, I don't know, I'm not feeling very inspired by it other than a couple of songs on here. So we might try and play around with some other stuff. But something that I was thinking about was just the music that I listen to throughout my day and, like, what I am hearing and thinking about throughout my day. And since I've been listening to a lot of this podcast, Binchtopia, it's really, I've been thinking a lot more throughout my day, I think, because for a long time I would just listen to music and, like, vibe and have no thoughts. But now I'm, like, actively thinking a little bit more, and it's been nice. And I think that it's a good, like, brain, like, teaser, and stuff like that. But I think that there's so many good songs out there, and I think that I will never have enough time to listen to all of them, which is okay, but there's just so much music to listen to, and I love hearing songs that people really enjoy listening to. So up next, I think I'm gonna play a demo by The Staves, and then we'll see where that takes us. So this is Nothing's Gonna Happen. Thank you.
can I rearrange and put it on the page? When the enemy's at the door and there's nothing you can do they've never seen before, and everybody knows nothing's gonna happen with your back against the door. Could I be the only one still waiting? I can wait some more. Tell me what happens, will I be okay? I can see a fire from a mile away. Cause nothing's gonna happen with your back against the door.
I want to read this part of an essay that my friend sent me by Rain Fisher Kwan, and it's about, I'm just going to read it and then I'll talk about it. So this is like in the middle of the essay, and I'm just going to read this paragraph. Like the great mad woman before me, I am spiraling into manic depressive chaos in a way that I will inevitably romanticize regardless of its material consequences, and self-mythologizing until I can make that feel like a good thing. I'm not unwell or self-destructive or entirely unbearable. I'm in my Fleabag era. We rationalize our own suffering through the romanticization of those who have suffered before us, and in turn we provide a blueprint for the hot girl suffering of those after. We commodify that rationalization through the era-appropriate medium. For Dorothy Parker, this was print media, and for me, it's TikTok. Sometimes I'm tempted to be bitter about this, but then I remember that I am no Dorothy Parker. This is a cycle, apparently, that never ends. And the reason why I wanted to read that was because it's really, like, resonated with me and stuck with me even after reading it, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and the whole essay is absolutely a wonderful read, and it's very thought-provoking, and it's called Standing on the Shoulders of Complex Female Characters. And then the subtitle is, Am I in my Fleabag Era, or is my Fleabag Era in me? And this has just been making me think a lot lately about how we as a society like define how to be happy and how to be content with our lives and what productivity is, and sort of like how we as a society view our days as bad if they're unproductive. But I have been having a very productive few weeks, and I am not the happiest that I've ever been. I mean, I'm feeling super, honestly, I feel really well. But I think that we shouldn't always just, you know, say that we're happy because we're being productive. I think that that is unproductive for our overall happiness. And I don't think that we always have to be happy. I think that we're always just needing to be in a state of contentment and contentment. I don't know, whatever, you know the word that I'm talking about. But yeah, I don't know. I think that it's the small things in life, and it's the little songs and sounds and views and birds. I've been seeing a lot of birds lately, which I think is interesting because it's winter in Massachusetts, and I didn't think that there would be a lot of birds around. But to hear them and see them, and be around them is very lovely. And today is a lovely day out. It's a little bit warmer than it has been, and all of the snow is melting, and it's all trickling down the Tufts Hill, like the water. There are like little streams on the roads, and I don't know, it just all feels very sometimes quiet, sometimes loud, sometimes there are tons of people outside, and sometimes I walk to my classes and I see absolutely nobody. And I think that is really interesting, and yeah, I don't know. Just some thoughts, food for thought. This next one I'm gonna play is called Where's My Love, and it's another beautiful song. I'm playing all these beautiful songs for you. I hope you enjoy them.
Cold bones, yeah, that's my love. She hides away like a ghost. Ooh, does she know that we bleed the same? Ooh, high above. Ooh, if you're
Maybe it's the way you say my name. Maybe it's the way you play your game. But it's so good, I've never known anybody like you. But it's so good, I've never dreamed of nobody like you. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime, and I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. It's so hard to breathe when you're looking at me. I've never felt so alive and free. When you're looking at me, I've never felt so happy. And I've heard of a love that comes once in a lifetime, and I'm pretty sure that you are that love of mine. You let my darling know. Dandelion into the wind you go. Won't you let my darling know that one day.
This last one and the next one are both by one of my favorite artists, Michelle, and I kind of switched up the vibe of the music, lol, sorry, but also I'm not sorry because this music just has such good vibes, and I literally love it. It is like the perfect music for literally all the time to like hype me up and get me ready for things that make me nervous. So this next one is called Expiration Date. The last one was Syncopate. Oh, those rhyme. Oh, did not even realize. Yeah, enjoy.
Had to get this off my chest, had to be said. You're stuck in my head. You said that it's not black and white, but I know I'm still coming over tonight. No, it might be the last time. Wish we could go further. When I'm feeling blue, I'm up all night, 'cause now my bed feels twice as big. Since you loved me and left, you tore me to pieces, and it'll live for a while, but I'm still breathing.
In a big old bed, huh? Bad chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this thing like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. Bad chick, I could be a fantasy. How you want it? 3, 2, 1, camera rolling.
slow motion, real cheap. Them up on all they big talk, Lotto put them on. I'm just being honest. Lingerie, Dolce, blindfold, tie me to the bed while we role play. Can't skill foreplay, kiddo, kitty, cold case. I'm about shit, but tonight we do it your way. On the count of three, bad, get money. Broke to the left, we don't want it. If you ever see me broke, I'm probably rocking a cast. Pretty face, no waist with a big old bag, huh? Bad chick, I could be a fantasy. I could tell you got big, big energy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. But I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing to this thing like a melody. And if your girl ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many of them that can handle me. Bad chick, I could be a fantasy.
Okay, something that I'm going to talk about is this weird problem that I've been having that I've been telling literally everybody about in my life because I don't know how to fix it, is that my eye keeps twitching, and I think that it's really annoying and kind of weird because this has, like, never happened to me in my life before, but my fun story about trying to fix this is that my older sister, shout out Marie, I, like, told her about this, and she was like, okay, here are, like, the things that you can do. You can, like, try some lubricating eye drops. You can eat bananas because potassium is supposed to help. Or, like, maybe you're too stressed out and you need more sleep. And I was like, okay, I've been sleeping pretty well. I don't have any eye drops, but let's try bananas. And so, me being the lazy college student that I am, I don't want to go out and spend money on bananas. So, I walked into my dining hall with like the last 10 minutes that it was open last night, and I walk in and I'm like, hey, I swipe my ID, like, get in the dining hall, and I just take like a full, like, what do you call a bunch of bananas, it was like a bunch, so it was like five or six maybe. And like, honestly, my meal swipes are like $14 for dinner is like what I get when I go to like the cafes on campus. So I was like, honestly, I probably should have taken like the whole box of, well, probably not the whole box of bananas, but I probably could have gotten two bunches of bananas. But anyways, so that's my banana story. I'm gonna try that today and also probably some eye drops. But yeah, I really just don't know why this problem is happening to me, because it hasn't happened before. And I was trying to think of like other problems that I've been having. I have some really bad blisters on my ankles, which is not fun, but that was my own fault. And the other problems that I've been having are workload related, because I'm taking a lot of hard classes, because hopefully I will end up getting really good at chem, because that's what I want to do. But it's really hard right now. Just like the like coursework itself, like the topics and stuff aren't that bad, but it's just like the amount of work that I have. And I've also been telling everybody else that too. So welcome to my life. I was doing some computer science homework yesterday, and I literally spent so long trying to figure out what was wrong with my code. And it was literally like one thing that was an easy fix. And I was like, dang it. And today I was working with one of my friends in a computer science lab to like learn some recursive coding calls, and it was fun. Honestly, I had fun, but it is hard and kind of annoying, and yeah, I don't know. I've also, while I've been sitting here, I've just been looking at all of the art that's in this room, in the station, and it is beautiful in here. Like, there's just so much to look at and read and take in, and I had somebody today tell me that it reminded them of, like, 70s Tufts, like, what we imagine 70s Tufts to be, and honestly, yeah, this definitely feels really incredible. I wish that Tufts overall was a little bit more like this, like a little bit more chaotic and a little bit more like grimy in the best possible way. I'm gonna play Taylor Swift next because I'm feeling a little bit bold today, so we're gonna listen to Message in a Bottle, because why not? We love Taylor Swift here, so here we go.
Waiting could be the one that I love.
One more for you today, and it is Maine by Noah Kahan. And I really like this song. It's definitely not, I don't know, I keep switching my vibe, but I feel like that's what I do when I play my music normally. So it is what it is. Enjoy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. made your change? Was your soul rediscovered? Was your heart rearranged? Are you still taking pills in the morning? And did you lose that longing now for a walk through an ocean town? 'Cause this town's just an ocean now. You don't hate the summers, you're just afraid of the space, asking strangers for answers to forget what they say. A boat beside a dock in the sunlight, nothing but the water in the sunrise now. Just the lack of an open mouth, 'cause this town's just an ocean now. Bad, I miss this place, your head and your heart. And my dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go to Maine. I wanna go My dad still tells me when they're playing your songs, laughing at the way that you would say, if only, baby, there were cameras in the traffic lights, they'd make me a star, they'd make me a star. I wanna go. Once you've had your change of heart, 'cause we're no more than the fossils on Crescent Beach, stay at Park. And we used to sing along to church bells on Sundays, and can you even hear them from the subway now? And I hope that we make you proud, 'cause this town's just an ocean now.
For this hunger, a terrible curse to be under. I'll be sleeping with that, and it's no small thing. You'll smoke me out in your own way, chase me around until morning, and follow me back.
Man, lovely, tearing me down with your cheekbones. They're warm, but they hit me like sharp stones. You pull away. Now I walk slow. I wander the streets in the morning. I still smell your scent like a warning. When the thank you.
with me when you're sleeping alone in the basement. And my parents are home, but I'm vacant. And I'm watching the news, 'cause I'm slow now. I'm young, but I feel like an old man. The tar in my lungs and these cold hands, they held on.
Taken.